Hello, Audio Boo. It's been a while.
Hello, Boo Audio.
And it's Saturday, the 15th of August, 2015. It's about...
And we're in Scotland.
No, we're not.
Well, we should have been.
Should have been. Quarter past two in the afternoon.
Sydney.
Is it a quarter past two?
Yes. 2:14.
And,
according to my trusty time.
We are in Burwood Plaza at a place called, in Sydney, at a place called Muffin Break, where you break muffins.
Yes, we did. Oops, I just got a message from somebody.
What's that?
Caddy wants to know what we're doing this afternoon.
Don't know.
Hi, Katie. You'll probably listen to this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you would have got one too, I think. I can reply.
Okay. So, yes. So, you'll probably get this text message here. Katie, if you're listening to this, you'll know that. Unfortunately, we can't see you today because we're meeting up with Jen. Which is nice, but it's sad that we won't be seeing you. So anyway, alright, and this is probably going to be the last time that we're out kind of shopping in Burwood, certainly last time on a Saturday, this trip, unless we don't go for some reason, which I hope doesn't happen. Just got my nails done, mani-pedi, eyebrows. All set for the journey. Been to Rosie is on antibiotics because she's developed this.
She's got a cold.
Cold. Yeah, she's got the sniffles and the sneezes and cough. And
she was in flame at the vet the other day.
Antibiotics that don't work for her, so we're giving her new ones. So she's actually at home because she's just low energy, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to leave her and let her, because she's got to travel too, and it's going to be hard on her as well.
So we've got a bucket load of antibiotics that should see us through the whole trip.
What else can I tell you? It's, we still don't know where we'll be staying. I mean, where we'll be living.
Yeah, we do know where we'll be staying, at least for the next couple of weeks.
We will be in Glasgow one night.
Yes,
we're just going Wednesday. We're going to get to Heathrow on Wednesday morning and actually ship our luggage on to Scotland. There's someone at the airport, a company at the airport that does that. Then we're going to fly to Glasgow and stop for the night.
Yes, because we'll have been traveling for a day and a half.
Fortunately, we were able to get a hotel with our points, so we'll tell you about that when time comes.
Yeah, a real nice one.
But it's nice not to be paying for a hotel, especially since I can't think of how much it would be. Might get a massage. That won't be free, but hey, we're not paying for a hotel.
I think we'll need it by then.
I need it now.
Well,
there's a place upstairs that does them for $30. Sounds a bit dodgy, but who knows? Maybe it's good.
Highly recommended.
Yeah. Yeah, my back and shoulders are killing me because I can't. The bed that we're sleeping in isn't comfortable, unfortunately, and my back is broken. Well, not broken. So then we're going to be going to Fort William on Thursday, staying in Fort William for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. One place
two
on...
Three nights.
One place on Thursday. That's a bit scary because it's a 2-star.
Yeah, we might want to have a look to see if anything's opened up.
Yeah.
No, check how heavy this glass is. It's empty.
Yeah, Jeff just had a huge hot chocolate in a big glass.
Maybe it may be a bit sweet for you, that one, actually. But it's nice.
You know what? I had a hazelnut coffee.
Mm-hmm.
A decaf skim hazelnut coffee.
Yeah.
And I didn't put any sugar in it. And just the hazelnut flavoring was too sweet.
Yeah, I think you might find the hot chocolate real sweet.
And then we're supposed to be staying at this lodge thing on Sky. It's a self-catering place. It's like a holiday cottage thing for 5 nights.
Estate.
Yeah, the Clendonald Estate.
Which apparently is very nice.
And so, till the 28th, and then the 28th we're supposed to get a room at the college, until
the
flat at the college becomes available, and we get the flat until we find a place
to live. Yeah.
Of course, if something comes up, everything will be kind of trumped by other things. Like, if a room becomes available sooner, we might just go
sooner. And certainly if a place to live comes available, it'll trump everything. Everything is cancelable.
Yeah, but no, we will check. That's a good thought. Because
yes.
I need to cancel the...
We need to cancel the...
The night of the 23rd at the hotel.
Yeah, in Malek, yeah.
So I may as well look...
See if it's...
Luke.
Take a look.
Other than that...
One piece of advice I give to people, if you're particularly going to do a trip like this one, it's worth paying a bit extra for a cancelable booking.
It is. I know I've had a discussion with another friend who almost got a non-refundable thing because it was cheaper and ended up getting a refundable thing because then she thought, I mean, then they thought, you know... Well, we'll get a non-refundable, and we'll get travel insurance. Well, if you get a refundable, that is your travel insurance.
Yeah.
So.
And the travel insurance will cost you more, probably.
Anyway, always best, especially if you, you know.
Yeah, and particularly if you've got, you know, this and this. Like because the further ahead you plan, the less likely it is you'll be able to, or the more chance there is that your plans will change.
Last year we've had to cancel,
times.
Yeah. I mean, not a lot, to be fair.
No, well, I mean, we chose to cancel them, but it made sense to do things differently, and it gives you a chance to be a bit more spontaneous, and particularly since these things, for us, are interim measures, if something else better comes up, then we want to be able to get out of them. Just got to make a note of when you have to cancel by.
It's usually 24 to 48 hours.
Usually the beginning of the day before.
So, like, if you book for Friday night, you have to cancel by basically Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. You know.
It's usually midnight local time, the beginning of the day before.
That's on booking.com.
Booking.com anyway.
There are hotels where you book that you can cancel on the date.
I have seen that on booking as well. Like, you know, it's up to two hours before or something. It really varies a lot.
Yeah, the problem, the only thing with the Clendonald, now the Clendonald is, first of all, if you cancel, you do get half of it back. But if they can sell it again, you'll get the whole thing back. Which, of course, there's always a possibility that they tell you that they didn't and they did, but I don't think they do that. But that's cheaper than hotels, so...
And it's also where we want to be, which is Sky, because Sky is, like, packed out.
Nah, I can't. The only two hotels that I could find on Sky were
really
about expensive. 300 pounds a night.
And the reason why we're staying in Fort William for a few nights is because it's the closest we could get.
And that's, you know, that's 70-something kilometers from Skye. Yeah. That's 2 hours on the train, basically, almost. And we have to get a ferry.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half on the train and then the ferry after that. And we actually will be doing that trip at least once.
Yeah. So, that's going to be interesting. I was thinking the other day, I was a bit sad on, I think it was a Thursday evening, and I was thinking, you know, this trip that we're on now, this Australian leg of the trip, was supposed to be a real holiday, and it really wasn't.
Yeah.
And I'm sad, and I'm especially sad for you, because this was your coming home.
It's all right. It's been nice to spend some time here.
And I feel, I don't know.
I'm a bit disappointed. There's a couple of people I've been trying to contact about seeing them, and I'm going to keep trying, but I'm not at all confident now about seeing them, and I think that's a bit disappointing. But what can you do? It takes two to tango.
That's right. It is disappointing, and if it's not important enough for them,
yeah, then what can I do?
It's a little bit of a dose of reality, and it doesn't feel very nice. But then you find out about people, I suppose. Anyway.
Oh, it's a bit awkward sometimes when all you have to contact someone is like their Facebook and Twitter and stuff, and it's not like you've got their phone number and you can call them.
Yeah, but it's not like they don't check it.
Well, it's true.
Because you see them posting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Though I have had situations where people have sent me direct messages, for example, on Twitter, and I've not gotten alerts about them, and it's not until I've actually gone and looked what I've seen, and then, or I checked my email, and it said someone sent you a message, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well.
Happens.
Since you've tried multiple times.
Yeah, well, I'll keep trying.
Anyway.
If you're listening.
It's all been a bit sad. I do know that next time we come here, I would really prefer not to stay in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
We'll
see what happens next time we come. I don't know when we'll be coming next. Such a long way away.
It is, and it's a bit sad that it's so far away. So, we will be reporting from the journey itself, probably. I am sorry. I know some of you sent me messages throughout this trip, and there are very few of you that I didn't manage to get back to. And I do apologize for this. It's not for lack of wanting to speak to you or anything. I can't even describe to you how stressful life has been. To the point where I basically quit my anti-anxiety meds and had to go back on. Which I'm not happy about. It has been extremely anxiety-provoking. The visa stuff and now not knowing where we would live and... You know, the living situation in general was not stress-free, so it was difficult. So I'm not happy that the Australian journey is coming to a close. I'm happy that some things are drawing to a close, but not the journey in general. What else can I tell you? There are several things I think that we've wanted to do that we haven't done, but that's just going to have to happen next time.
We did do a few things that we wanted to do, which is good.
I can tell you all, if you haven't been to Australia, and especially to Sydney, is that Sydney is extremely, extremely, extremely expensive.
Yes.
Extremely expensive.
It's gotten expensive.
It's always been expensive, but...
It's gotten more expensive.
It's unbelievable how much money things cost, you know? Is it expensive by London standards? I actually think it might be, believe it or not. And London is expensive enough. It's certainly comparable, and it might even be, some things might even be more expensive. Not everything. So if you're coming this way, just
save up
or don't stay anywhere near it. But if you're coming this way, Sydney's actually a wonderful town. It's a wonderful place to be, especially near the water.
Which is very expensive. It is nice.
That's the nicest part of Sydney, I think. It's lovely near the water. It's lovely. A few days ago, I put up a Facebook video of us taking the ferry over to Manly, and you know, it was just so nice. Like, if I ever lived in Sydney, I wouldn't mind living there, that part of town. But then we'd have to rob a few banks or win a few lotteries.
Oh, yeah.
Because the...
It's expensive.
The housing in Sydney is...
Same.
Unreal. And that's where we thought... It looked for a while, for a couple of weeks, it really did look like... We wouldn't be able to make it to the UK this year. And we thought, oh my gosh, we're going to have to find a place to live. And we were seriously considering it. And we had...
Mapped out a bit of a plan.
Yeah, we were going to live up in the Blue Mountains.
Which is a gorgeous part of the world.
And it is nice. And it's considerably less expensive than Sydney. And it's only an hour and a half from Sydney. So, like, you know... It's not like it's hard to get to Sydney if you want to.
Mm.
For a spot of shopping.
Yes.
Or to visit people.
You don't have to go all the way to Sydney either. You can go to like Penrith or something, which is like half a distance.
So part of me is actually quite sad that we didn't get to live there for a year. But who knows? Maybe we will be there at some point. Right now, I think, though, we're going to be heading to Woolworths.
Yep.
The supermarket here.
Stock up on a few things that we would have trouble getting elsewhere.
Yeah, like Vegemite and mint slices for Jeff.
Get this herbal tea that Nama particularly likes.
It is Twinings, but I don't... I haven't seen it in the UK.
Oh, it's a Twinings?
Yeah.
What is it? What's it called?
It's a chamomile honey vanilla.
Smell nice.
It's lovely tea. It's very soothing. So I thought I'd get some. And it sounds like it's sweet, but it isn't. It's not. It's not sweet. And Vegemite, of course. And then we will go home and see Jen. Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I don't know what we're doing tomorrow. There are a few options. I have started packing.
Yeah, you've done a very nice job of it, actually.
A lot of our stuff is packed already.
I had to do some crazy work stuff in the last couple of days. So, yeah. I wasn't able to help with the packing much.
Monday
is a fairly clear slate because stuff always happens last minute.
Now, what's
Vet's coming to see Rosie.
Yeah, we have the vet with the export papers and the tapeworm shot. And so Rosie's going to be that. We'll do a few other bits and pieces. And then Tuesday, about midday, which reminds me, we need to book a taxi.
Yep, we do.
Because we have, believe it or not, 6 suitcases. Yes, I did say 6.
Yep, 4 big ones and 2 small ones.
So, it's been very mixed, really. I'm not looking forward to the flight because I have this amazing fear of flying, which I don't understand why I have, because I've flown so much, but I am very, very scared of it. I keep imagining horrible things that are going to happen, or may happen. Which most likely they will not happen. I mean, they won't happen, but I am sad that we are not getting to spend a day in Singapore, a day and a night and a day, like we planned to, but because we had to change our trip back, without going into too much detail, it was significant. Changing it was expensive to begin with, and not breaking up the trip saved us about half of this expensiveness, even though it was still expensive. Or nearly half.
It saved us a lot of money.
A lot of money.
And also included the upgrade to business.
Like a significant amount of money. Like,
which we wanted anyway. So.
It could have been like another couple of tickets. The cost of another couple of tickets. But anyway. I will be disappointed. I am disappointed that we won't be able to see Y.E. because I miss her and I really enjoyed spending time with her, and I was looking forward to doing that again. So that's going to be my main disappointment. But there were 2 other things that I wanted to do in Singapore that I won't get to do now, which is sad. I wanted to go to the fish spa at the airport, which is like reflexology, but you put your feet in like this pool with fish and they kind of nibble at your feet. I know that sounds weird, but I've heard
it. Get rid of all the dead skin there.
Yeah. And the other thing I really wanted is to eat this, well, the fruit there is amazing. And I also wanted to eat this Indonesian cake called kue lapis, I think. Kue lapis that I actually absolutely fell in love with when I was there. So I was looking forward to having some. They have it for breakfast there, and they also have it in other places, and I was thinking of buying some, but that's not going to happen. Oh well. It's not a big deal. It's just a little bit disappointing. That's all. I was looking forward to doing those things, but not this time, I don't think. So that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're all doing well, keeping well. Those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, I hope the summer isn't too hot. No, this winter is certainly not cold.
It's been quite mild the last couple of weeks.
All right, guys. Close for now. And off we go to Woolworths. Situation in Israel is getting a bit tense again.
Yep. It is.
Apparently Hamas said that if...
Is it Hamas or Jihad, you said it?
Someone said that if
this hunger striker dies,
then they're not obligated. They're not. They see themselves as not obligated to keep the ceasefire, which is really stupid because it's not like anyone killed him. You know, he decided to go on hunger strike.
Mm.
So it's like, if somebody commits suicide, then you know. I mean, what kind of a, you know, it's just, they're using any excuse.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There is the Palestinian cause, which I completely sympathize with, and then there's this kind of shit, which I don't. Anyway, on that note, I shall bid you farewell, and hopefully we will speak soon.
Bye.